Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back, a.k.a. John Cougar. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, a.k.a. the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Mark Lieberstein, our friend from a while back, co-chair of the franchise group at Kilpatrick and Townsend, a law firm focusing on franchises and intellectual property issues. Also, his associate, Kit Shipe, is here. She's the new friend. She's part of that team, too. Mark, Kit, thanks again for being here. So there's a new law, the American Relief Act, that had special dispensation for certain industries. Mark, tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll let Kit weigh in on this.
Sure. I mean, as it most quickly and easily relates to franchising, it really brings almost immediate relief to franchises that are in the restaurant business. And especially, at least for the next couple of months until about May, about $5 billion is available to be appropriated to women-owned businesses. So if you're a franchise restaurant owner and you're a woman, you'll get priority.
Is this a part of the is this an adjunct to the PPP? Is this extra money associated with the PPP process? Is it a separate process?
It's administered by the SBA. It's part of the new Relief Act that the new administration just passed.
Does the money come from the SBA like the EIDL loans did, or does it come from a bank like PPP?
It comes from the SBA, and it's
administered
by an appointed
administrator.
So it's more like an EIDL
loan, like an EIDL loan.
No,
okay.
These are grants. These are grants.
So, folks, it's grants, not loans. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. My audience, we've been through all this with my audience. They know the difference. I want to make sure they understand this is a variation.
Good.
This is a variation on this theme. Go ahead.
So that $5 billion goes to women-owned businesses, veterans, and then anyone who is considered in a disadvantaged class, which is a little vague in the act. But
see, that's called small business, Mark.
Yeah, I think it's small business, right? Or maybe minority-owned businesses or businesses that are hit harder, and it's all targeted towards restaurant owners. And so the other important thing is that after May, the whole thing opens up. $23.6 billion is left for all of these other restaurant owners. Now, there are some exclusions in that, you know, if you own more than 20 locations,
right,
you won't be able to get in mm-hmm. the door. So if you're a large multi-unit franchise.
If you own 20, quick sell one.
Well, I don't think they were arbitrary in their selection.
Yeah.
But they really tried to target the smaller ones.
Non-critical.
Even this first.
The ones hit with less critical mass, and that makes a lot of sense. So Kit, the early help comes to the people who probably need it the quickest, and all the rest of them in this category, in the restaurant category, franchises or not, get it in as Mark said in a few weeks. What's the rest of the story, Kit?
So one of the things is if the business has received PPE money, then that's going to be deducted from what you get.
Right.
And the way they're going to calculate what
so this
you're
is,
able
this
to
is
get
where the, is this is like, where the rules cross over with each other, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
They do. Yes. And they're going to basically take your 2019 revenue and then look at your 2020 revenue, and whatever the difference is, that's the amount you'll get. And this is very general, you know, subtracting out the PPE money that you've already received. And then you have to use that money for specific things,
mm-hmm.
too.
The grant money is conditional. The grant money is conditional, like the PPP money was. So my question is, what about somebody who started a restaurant in January of 2020? What about those people? Are they SOL?
No. If they can show that they've been hurt, there is
even without 2019 numbers to compare them to.
far, my understanding is yes.
Okay. Can't you agree with that? Let's fact check Mark here. What do you think?
There's distinct criteria for those entities, but yes, some money is available.
Good.
If they open between January 1, 2020 and March 10, 2021, then they are eligible to receive some.
Does it include non-corporate entities like a sole proprietor? Can they do this? Can they get some of this money as well? Because a lot of small restaurants are sole proprietors.
I believe that it would cover sole proprietors as well. Yeah. There's no exclusion based on the type of entity.
Mm-hmm. So that I know they can go to SBA.gov and look up the American Relief Act, folks, SBA.gov. And, of course, quickly, Mark, tell us about Kilpatrick & Townsend.
Kilpatrick Townsend is a global law firm. We've got about 600 attorneys. Much of the practice is focused on protecting intellectual property, but the other part of the practice is really covering all kinds of corporate, labor, pretty much a full-service law firm.
Right.
We have offices in Europe. We have offices over in Asia
as well. You're a big law firm, but you're small enough to deal with small businesses if they need help with their IP, right?
I would say that our targets are small to mid-sized.
I need I need the website quickly.
www.kilpatricktownsend.com.
All right. Hey, Mark. Hey, Kit. Good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.